with the Daily Dose for January 19th. Joseph said, "How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" Genesis 39:9. Joseph was faced with the fantasy that many a young man toys with, a woman throwing herself at him. Joseph may well have been a gorgeous young hunk of a guy, but women normally don't offer sexual favors in such a brazen manner as this. The behavior of Potiphar's wife was just not normal, regardless of what Hollywood and the media of titillation would have you believe. Joseph refused her advances at great cost to himself. Joseph's actions stand as a great testimony against all the fools in our society that tell us that young people just can't control themselves when it comes to sex. Joseph's personal confession of God's holiness is what kept his passions in check. He knew that he must answer to God for whatever he did, regardless of what he might have to face from people. The fear of God made Joseph wise in the face of evil urges brought on by a vicious woman. See Proverbs 5. Ultimately, Joseph's choices to hew to God's holiness ensured the continued existence of the descendants of Jacob, and by extension, through the centuries, our own salvation as well. Do we realize how the choices of today may have eternal bearing on those who depend on us? Are we selling them and ourselves short by seizing the pleasures of the moment that are wrapped in alluring cloth but underneath are deadly poison? Imitate Joseph in every temptation. God will provide a way of escape. Who knows what and whom you might be sparing through your decision to hew close to God tomorrow.